You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. A heated debate about zombie shows. Are we in? Are we out? I'm out. I have zero
interest. I get what Paul's saying.
Fatigue. Like, I have Marvel fatigue. I have Spider-Man fatigue. How many times can you make the same Spider-Man movie? I haven't seen any of them, but, like, what are we doing?
All right. Yeah.
I have. By the way, how dare I'm not going to see them, and I'm not going to. However,
but I'm
tired,
sick
of the trailers.
I'm
tired. I have fatigue.
I haven't seen any of them, but imagine the amount of time I've wasted watching Spider-Man trailers and zombie trailers. Like, that's a day of my life.
I will say, in defense of Last of Us, like, there was very little zombies in the first season. Like, the first couple episodes.
What were they doing?
Like, it was zombie-centered, but, like, it wasn't, like, just killing zombies the last 5-6 episodes. It was more, like, interpersonal conflict.
It's not like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it sounds so, like, hoity-toity saying that, but...
If everyone's dying anyway, who cares about your interpersonal conflicts? Like, the zombies are coming
because
for you.
Because Pedro Pascal rocks, dude.
Well, fair, I'll give you that. Yeah, I love Pedro. By the way... Why is the Nicolas Cage meme just becoming a thing now? The movie's been out for like
so
a year,
awesome.
And I enjoyed it.
So great.
Big Nick Cage
it's so
guy.
So funny.
But
what meme am I missing?
Like,
it's like
Nicolas Cage
clip from the movie that him and Pedro were in together. It's like the movie that was made about Nick Cage's life. Yeah.
Yeah. In the car.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't see the movie, but I've seen the meme a million times.
Oh, absolutely worth watching. But I'm a Nick Cage
fan. Is it on anything?
So, I mean, that was my childhood. No zombies. Nick Cage.
The unbearable weight of the unbearable weight of massive talent.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing. I was wondering what that was from when I saw it floating around over the last few weeks.
Now you know.
It is weird. Okay.
Is that on streaming? Is that like on HBO Max or anything?
I saw it on a plane.
You did?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't see it. You don't seem to see anything that you hate.
No, I didn't see it.
No, I enjoyed the Nicolas Cage movie.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. He has, however, also been in a zombie movie, it looks like. So, it's all right. Everyone makes mistakes.
Nick Cage?
Yeah.
What
movie?
Bringing Out the Dead, circa 1999. Jake remembers that one.
I was two, so.
Yep.
I'm behind on The Last of Us. Maybe I'll see it at some point if we get all these blowouts today. But
the last like three episodes were awesome.
I heard they're awesome.
The last three episodes were great.
Yeah, that's why I kept hearing from people. So I need it. But I do agree maybe with what Paul's saying a little bit. I quit on The Walking Dead. And then what's the other version of that show? They also started. I'm like, okay, this is too much. I can't.
Oh, they did a spinoff.
What are we doing? We're doing like the Chicago shows with NBC, you know. It's like it's enough. We got the Fire,
Walking
the
Dead
PD.
Universe.
Yes,
I had a roommate who watched those shows religiously. Like, I had a roommate in college, my junior year, who would watch like Chicago Fire, Med, and PD religiously.
3 hours of every week they dedicate to it.
It was crazy.
Okay, I will admit I watched them, not all of them. I watch them, but I just do it. I don't like look forward to it. It's just on, and I'll sit. I think the PD one's actually pretty good, but yeah, I don't watch
they
the.
They go to Lotties, you know, in town. So there's that.
They do go to Lotties. They call it Molly's. Yes.
I mean, it's basically like the modern Law and Order, where it's just always kind of on. Yeah. It's all you can always have.
Which
it
is
in the
also
background.
Back
if
now.
It's on, I'll watch it. Is
it's
it?
In syndication.
I mean, there's like 17 different versions. You know,
no,
what?
They like they're redoing another one. I think they're redoing it on like Paramount Plus or Peacock, one of the two.
I mean, there's SVU, okay. There's Criminal Intent, there's like
it's too much. And CIS, it's like, look, basically Paul Aspen is here on this Friday to tell you he's out on all spinoffs. Get him out.
Get creative. Just be more creative. That's all I'm asking. I'm most of the way through Full Swing, by the way, which I do enjoy. I didn't realize the first episode was about Justin Thomas and
Jordan Spieth.
Spieth. So they followed, of course, it's the Mito round. And then later they had another episode just about Mito and the gala. So I got to watch that twice, which was great, but pretty well done. I enjoy it.
Paul's just like falling to his knees, crying in his apartment, watching this.
Oh, that tee shot over and over. I've got tee shot fatigue too. It's too much.
Hey, Paul, you want to go golfing this weekend? No. Only if I don't have to tee off.
Yeah.
I found a list.
I'm starting from 200 out.
I found a list of some of the worst spinoffs of all time. Oh my gosh, yeah. I forgot about some of these. Like, Paul's kind of right. Number one listed here, Joey. Anybody remember?
Joey from Full House?
I was going to say, was that a Friends spinoff?
From Friends.
No way, dude.
Yes.
What? The extended universe of Friends? That's crazy.
Joey. I don't know how she ran into it. My third grade daughter ran into Friends recently because it's in syndication everywhere.
It's on all the time.
And
yeah.
She's watching the other day. I'm like, what are you watching? She's like, I like this show. I'm like, you don't get half the jokes.
Yeah.
What are you doing? She's a big fan. I'm like, all right, I don't know. The Dr. Oz is a spinoff. Yeah, I guess he is. Kind
Steve
of,
Wilkos
right?
then is technically a spinoff too.
I mean,
oh
Dr.
my
Phil's
god! No, I will fight this one. That this is a bad one. Say by the Bell, The College Years. Great show.
Oh,
see, I feel like that fits into the PD Med, etc. Like it's not so much a spinoff as a.
Continuation.
Sequel continuation, yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
That's fair.
I mean,
was Melrose Place a spinoff of 90210? Where there was like a connection there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Or maybe they just had the same producer or something. I feel like they were connected in some way.
I wasn't allowed to watch Melrose Place or 90210, so can't really
Not
speak
allowed?
To it,
but... What does that mean?
Oh, wow. And I wasn't allowed to watch Married with Children.
Oh, this show is so good. It was encouraged to watch Married with Children in my house. After football, here we go. It's going to be some dirty jokes. Like, all right, yeah.
Love it.
What else? Oh, I forgot about the Snooki and JWoww. Jesus.
Well, now they're doing Family Vacation too, which is a whole nother thing.
Watch the first season. Watch the second season and like an episode in Italy. Yeah.
I think the original?
Less enthusiastic about the second season. But
I want to see Paul sitting down and watching Snooki and JWoww so bad.
Yeah, my roommate
is this
and
recently
I,
or like, at the time?
No, this is at the time. This is like somewhere in between 22 and 25, living in Manayunk, like just out of college, working like late shifts. And yeah, my roommate and I, first place out of the house. Yeah.
So I actually have a similar experience. My friend, when I was working at the farm, TM, we had one of my friends, Kelly, had never seen Jersey Shore, like, ever. And so, obviously, it'd been off the air for years. It was on Hulu, though. So every day after we finished working, we would watch, like, 3-4 episodes and just ran through it. It was crazy.
Oh, man.
It was a weird time.
It was a good time to be alive during Jersey Shore. Trash television when I was in college. All the real worlds I liked as well.
Yeah, don't
just
get me started.
Mindless TV
when I was
in college.
Borderline,
wasted hours.
Borderline obsessed. Borderline obsessed with the real world.
what?
That's why we like, get along, I guess.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine what it would be now? Steven slapping Irene? Like how big that would be? Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm in on? Below Deck.
Below Deck rules,
oh, yeah,
dude.
That's good.
Below
yeah,
what
is
deck
it? Below
rocks.
Deck show. Oh, Joe, you would love it. It's a
Joe,
bunch
you
of,
would
what's it on?
Love like
a,
it.
Bravo?
They're stuck on a yacht.
I think it's on Peacock, though, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been on for 10 seasons.
It was Bravo.
It.
Yeah,
it
there's a Mediterranean,
so
there's a Caribbean.
Because it's so
we
good.
Should, I think
crew.
There's a new season coming out for the summer. We should do a show watch along. We should do a segment where we all watch it and we do a segment breaking down the episode.
We should do the show from the yacht and just get our own reality show.
Oh, when listen, I was in Miami, like, we were told by our tour guide that Captain Lee lived at one of the houses, or at least used to at one point.
I would take a bullet for that man. I say that unironically, I would take a bullet for Captain Lee. That guy's the best.
Oh, I wouldn't just because, I mean, he's already like 80 and I'm like, I got my whole life to live. And,
he's not 80. So.
I know.
He is not 80.
Wait.
Paul's already trying to kill people off again.
Paul just made the statement that he would not take a bullet if you're a senior
He's 73.
Citizen.
He's 73.
He's 73. Okay.
He's older than Mattress Mack.
Yeah, but he looks 20 years younger than Mattress Mack.
He looks like he's 50. That man
really
rocks.
I haven't.
Incredible. Oh, look at this.
Stackadollar brought up another show I was not allowed to watch. Beavis and Butthead.
Not allowed?
Yeah. Oh, I watched that. Yeah. Well, Daria.
All right.
You watched Daria. All the stuff I couldn't.
My sister was a big Daria fan.
Really? So it wasn't even good. It's not. Some dumb stuff. Wait, it was banned? Why was it banned? It was just... Could you watch The Simpsons?
I probably just didn't like the word butthead, so they told me I couldn't watch the show.
It is so stupid. Like, I've run into
it.
Yeah,
but
I'm
didn't
like,
really
oh
like
God.
The Simpsons that much. It was okay.
No? Yeah. Yeah. I can't really watch cartoons as an adult. I'm not.
No, me either.
Animation. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what's the last like cartoon I watched. I don't know.
No, nothing.
Right,
oh,
I was talking
Family
I
Guy.
I watch cartoons if I have to.
You're on Family Guy still?
I'm a Family Guy guy. I enjoyed Family Guy.
Aaron, what does she watch that you can't stand? Like annoying songs or
pretty much
anything?
Oh, I don't mean to tell you guys. There's this creepy lady called Miss. Oh, I should. I don't know if I should say it, but it's called Miss Rachel. It's a YouTube show. What? It is the weirdest thing ever. It's basically like a preschool teacher who decided to start a kid show, and I looked at it. Some of these have like 200 million views. This
it
lady, I went down a deep dive. Yeah. She's made like $7 million or something like that. And it's the way she's like, hi. And the way she talks is so cringe, it literally gives me the creeps.
Yep.
it's really weird.
How do we make $7 million? What can we do? What can we teach
these YouTubers? Aaron, just here's my advice for YouTube.
Joe G's ban,
ban Ryan's World. Ban that family. Don't let her get started on that one. They've made $34 million, I think. I saw it last. I saw a story.
Was that the toy kid?
Yes.
I was just gonna say. Oh God.
They send them toys and the little brat.
So you know, basically, I took my daughter to this indoor play place, and these other parents were like talking about, oh my gosh, Miss Rachel is like a babysitter. Like, we just throw our kids in front of that when we need to get some stuff done at home. So I look at my au pair, I'm like, what is Miss Rachel? So we get home and we Google it, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so weird.
It's all weird. It's all weird. I am thankful I'm at the age where I'm getting out of that stuff. They're watching something closer. To something I can deal with.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just like to Chicago call PD. Back, quick, Below Deck is in the middle of season 10 if we want to jump in now.
New I'm sure.
I'd be on board with that. Post March Madness, I think we could all catch up.
I mean, Paul's all about jumping in the middle of a run. Like,
that's
I do. A good
point.
I do,
that is a Paul Aspen
moment. I don't have to go back to season one, right? Is there a great season?
When else have I jumped in?
They're all pretty
White
good.
White Lotus?
You're known for that.
Yeah.
Am famously.
It's news to me. Famously.
You did it once and it stuck.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do think you don't need a much continuity on Below Deck. You can jump in whenever. Yeah. We could just start with the next episode, to be honest.
But it's always different groups of people is what I'm asking.
There's a couple
every
staples,
season,
but yeah.
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 Generally.
The captain's the
but
same,
like the,
though.
The captain and the
one
crew
of two, usually.
For one season are the same, and then but it's a new group of guests every show,
like Lotus.
Similar, yeah,
kind of,
sure.
You know, yeah, sure, okay.
I gotta go back and watch the first season still. Yeah,
you still have
you
it.
You guys ever check out P-Valley? P-Valley's.
Wait, what's that?
So wait, glad, I'm so glad for? The break is coming up. We talked about this a while. I think it was last summer.
But what does it stand for? I forgot.
I can't wait. Megan Thee Stallion's going to be in the third season. I'm old.
It's about Star? The strip What's club that on?
In Mississippi.
What's that on? Stars?
Power, BMF, P-Valley. Those are all my favorites. Nickel or Dime is up next. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM.
I think that was
we'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.